And now, the top 10 albums charting across the nation. You're listening to the Earshot 20. Here is Brian Cleveland and Anthony Inman.
Well, 1 out of 2 ain't bad. Lady had it wrong. I'm here.
Yeah, but
Anthony's here.
Wayne Hansen.
Brian is not. Wayne Hansen is in studio with us and filling in for Brian as he is away. And we're counting down the top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. And now getting into the top 10, Wayne's going to let you know what you'll find if you go to that website.
Earshot is a national campus and community radio report published every week at earshot-online.com, where you can find the entire national top 50. Other published charts include regional top 30 albums submitted by over 30 Canadian campus and community radio stations each week, as well as weekly genre reports for electronic hip-hop, international jazz, loud, folk roots, blues, and monthly nearly top 200 countdowns. You can also read fine features such as reviews, interviews, and loads more. That's at theearshot-online.com.
It's a couple of things I liked about that time. I like the recover of the haha. It's like, you're not going to get me this time.
That's right.
I'm going to get you. And the accentuation on reviews. Reviews. You're not just going to read reviews. You're going to get reviews. Some of those reviews include Mix Hell, Dark for Dark, A.A. Wallace, Drumhand, Stephen Fearing, and Class Action. All of those available to be read on earshot-online.com. Check out the website, facebook.com/earshot20. That's our home online. We're also on Twitter at earshot20, and you can email us earshot20@gmail.com. All are great ways to reach out, and all are great ways to contact us. If you are an emerging Canadian band or artist, we want to hear from you, and we'll give you a feature on the show. We've done it for Wayne.
Yes.
Full disclosure, you are an incredible recording artist from St. John, New Brunswick.
Thanks, pal.
And we love having you on this program, not just as a guest host, but also like spinning your tracks every once in a while, waiting for that new CD to come out
soon,
so that we can slam that into the CD player and see what it produces.
Soon, maybe New Year. Yeah, I'll do all those things. I'll email you, Twitter you, Facebook you.
Maybe I still won't respond.
And then maybe we could talk about it for, you know, a little while on the Earshot.
Yeah, we could. We can do that for sure. And speaking of the new year, we've got, I don't officially want to call it a contest because it's not an official contest, but it is a contest nonetheless. That if that if people want to go onto our Facebook page and take a guess at just one, if you can name one of the artists that you think will be in the top 20 for 2013, go do it. And if you're right, your name will go into a draw for a prize package that we've batted around a few things, but we know that we can come up with something real sweet to send your way.
What's your Facebook page?
It's facebook.com/earshot20, as I said at the beginning of the show, but that's okay. You don't have to. I know you're not paying much attention to me.
I'm on the internet.
Oh, man. Okay, in this hour of the program, the top 10, we're going to have the lowdown as well. You're going to get a taste of what's entering the charts, but below the top 20. And you're also going to hear from Shad as well. That's all coming up. But first, we're going to get into the charts, and you're going to hear what's coming in at number 10.
And at number 10, here we have Narrows, Said the Whale. Check it out. It is a dandy.
Stick around. There's more on the way. It's Earshot 20.
Number 10.
Tide slack, summer low, sunlight catch the golden arrows, the rising on the flood, the chartreuse and the blood red. This time I know. Like this before, anyway. Now the summer run comes through the strait, and I flood again.
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 9.
Light sunshine, the ghetto bird chimes 4 a.m. Welcome to the west. A mosquito to kiss your hands and feet. Welcome to this dirty business. I was surprised when you called me a lady, 'cause I'm still not so sure that that's what I wanna be. 'Cause I remember the 80s, and I remember its puffy sleeves. You say I'm lucky to be here, and maybe you can take this over, and I'll gladly wear the pants into the next century. Past the scanners with ease. Past armies of them who once played in a band and wasted it complaining like a trust fund kid. Paying you to play here while they hate you because of it. Say I'm lucky to be here, but I've been driving for 21 days. Drags the ground, God, if you only knew what my candid fist could do. The curtain's closing in from all directions. Just answer my question. Perhaps it's best if I continue starring me as you, me as you. Starring me as you, me as you. There you are, at the edge of the world. Dangling with my heart a-pounding above a gulf of hamstrung promises. You sang like auld lang syne. You wanted it so badly that you believed them at the time. Every fashion's flame, every jet plane lie, every second helping of that off-ramp fame. We die a little. You're right, I'm from nowhere. From nowhere, he ride. I'm from nowhere, he ride.
Earshot 20. Number 8.
We are circling, circling together. We are singing, singing a heart song. This is family, this is unity. This is celebration, this is sacred. We are circling, circling together. We are singing, singing a heart song. This is family, this is unity. This is celebration, this is sacred. We are spiraling, spiraling together. Onward, inward, preacher to creation. Holy mystery, Mother Earth, childbirth. This is Mother Nature, this is sacred. We are circling, circling together. We are singing, singing a heart song. This is family, this is unity. This is celebration, this is sacred. We are spinning up, spinning all together. We
This is celebration, this is sacred. We are circling, circling together. We are singing, singing our heart song. This is family, this is unity. This is celebration, this is sacred. Ripening together, babies, elders, bosons, and angels. This is how we grow. This is how we get to know. This is family. This is sacred. We are circling, circling together. We are singing, singing our heart song. This is family, this is unity, this is celebration, this is sacred.
It's the Earshot 20.
All right, so that last track you heard was at number 8, the Sadies are the artist. The song was We Are Circling. That was a good one. In at number 9, I'm From Nowhere by Nico Case. And at number 10, Narrows by Said the Whale.
There you have it. All right, we're going to continue the countdown now. In a few minutes, you're going to get the lowdown. And coming up in a little bit, we'll also have our interview with Mr. Shad, great rap artist. We're going to be talking to him, chatting about his album. But first, we're going to find out what's coming in at number 7.
Number 7, Haze Away by Solids.
I'll just do just that. Haze Away. I don't even know what that means, actually.
Do me a solid. You know what that means.
I do. I'm going to spin that beat.
I
right
did
now
you
for
a
you.
Solid today by coming on the show.
You did. Don't act like you're doing me favors. I know how giddy you get when you get to...
Actually, truth be told, and I know we're getting into the song here, but truth be told, you had a different host lined up. That fell through. I came through at the last minute.
Yeah, yeah. And the different host, did she wind up taking your car that you both share?
I don't know. I'm so upset right now, I can't even think about it.
All right, well, I'll let Wayne cool his jets over this next song. And if you're just tuning in, it's the Earshot 20, counting down the top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. I'm Anthony Emmon, and as I said, Wayne Hansen is in the studio with me. Brian is out. We'll be back shortly. Here's number 7, Haze Away Solids on the Earshot 20.
Number 7.
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 6.
It's the Earshot 20.
That was excellent. Have you seen her? Tough Age. And woo woo. I like that end part. That's good. Haze Away by the Solids is what you heard before that.
All right. Quick break now from the charts as we head on over and check out what's coming in below the top 20. It's a taste of the debuts, and we call this...
It's the Lowdown on the Earshot 20.
Right on. With You Got... You Got to Chill by Divine Right and Broken Social Scene. Member Brandon Canning releases a follow-up to his 2008 solo debut album, Something for All of Us, the mostly acoustic affair which Canning recorded on his own. That debuts at number 50. Check it out. While their Mint Records release self-debut title record, ooh, that's a mouthful, is on the charts at number 6, the Vancouver quintet Tough Age, who we just heard from, finds a set of demos from March, aptly titled The Bromley Demos, on the charts at number 49. I had to check out the old charts there. Number 46, 2003, is the Magnolia Electric Company, the 7th regular and final album by the late Jason Molina's Songs Ohio, Ohio Outfit. I don't know if this is bad spelling or your spelling, Anthony.
It's not me. It's Brian.
Sees a 10th anniversary deluxe reissue, which includes a full disc of demos plus studio outtakes. That's a great one. The newest EP from Matt Mondaniel's DuckTales project called Wish Hotel debuts at number 45 and picks up where previously released The Flower Lane left off, with more hazy electronic textures. Montreal alt-folk unit Little Sons, whose vocalist, multi-instrumentalist John Aaron Coburn, the son of the folk icon Bruce, presents a mixture of folk, pop, and world music on their debut album, Normal Human Feelings. That debuts at number 41. At number 39, Cupid Deluxe is a second album as Blood Orange from Dev Hine, the multifaceted singer-songwriter and producer behind Lightspeed Champion, Test Icicles, and other. This time centered on 80s-inspired pop and funk. Detroit rapper Danny Brown follows up his well-received 2011 album XXX, which is third full-length release, Old. That debuts at number 30. And number 4, Madanji, is the fourth and much-delayed album from rapper, songwriter, and producer M.I.A. Album number 5 from singer and lyricist Gareth Paisley, helm six-piece Los Campesinos is titled No Blues. That debuts number 22. And finally, at number 21, Five Spanish Songs is the latest dispatch from the Canadian musical polymath Dan Bejar as Destroyer, covering songs by Seville songwriter Antonio Luque. And that is
The Lowdown.
The Lowdown.
Thanks very much, Wayne. If you're just tuning in, it's Year Shot 20. I'm Anthony Edmond. Wayne Hansen is in studio. Brian Cleveland is off. We're counting down now, getting into the top five albums of the week from earshot-online.com. We're not going to postpone. Wayne's going to tell you what's coming in at number five.
And at number five, you should actually have intro music for this, but you don't. In at number five, the song is Black Refraction by Tim Hecker.
Oh, why intro music for it?
Oh, I think top five.
Oh, yeah, oh, like, a nice dun, dun, a nice stinger. Dun, dun. Oh, okay, yeah. Okay. All right, well, I'll work on that for the new year.
Little suggestion, that's all. Just trying to make the show better.
Episode 100's coming.
Oh.
Stick around. There's more on the way. Here's Tim Hecker. It's Year Shot 20.
Number five.
A break now as we head to the phone to chat with Canadian hip-hop artist Shad, who is currently wrapping up a pretty extensive tour of his new album. And he joins us on the phone now. Shad, welcome to the Earshot 20.
Thanks for having me.
How's the touring been going for you? Everyone digging the new stuff from Flying Colors?
Yeah, the tour's been great, man. It's been, it's just been nice to reconnect with people. It's my first time doing my own tour for a while since we sort of put the last album to rest. So it's just nice to be out, you know, with and just reconnecting with people. It's been awesome.
And Flying Colors is your newest album, recorded released in October. What was the recording process like for you?
It was a real special experience. Recording took a long time. You know, got to kind of work on it in sort of 2 week spurts over a good like year and a half. So it was really, really great process. I worked with some awesome people, and it was just a real privilege to get to create something like that and put as much time and energy into it as I did.
And you've worked with some pretty notable talents, including Scratch Bastard. What's it like working with artists like Scratch?
Well, it's a real joy, you know. It's a real pleasure. Like, you know, someone like him, specifically. Well, he's just a great guy. You know, he just has a real passion for music and a real joy in his kind of joyful approach to music. So he's just fundamentally great to have around in the studio. And then, on top of that, I mean, part of the fun of working with really talented contributors is just getting to see them do their thing and how great they are at what they do, you know. Like, Paul is just, he's just a musical library. He loves music so much that he just knows so much and can pull out samples and drums and all sorts of things. And then, of course, he's a wizard on the turntable. So, you know, it's a real pleasure just to get to see people do what they do well. And on top of that, he's just a pleasure to work with.
Is there anybody you haven't worked with yet that you'd like to hope in the future?
There's nobody exactly on my radar. That's just not really the way I think about music. But there's a lot of talented people out there that I enjoy musically and personally, and we might cross paths at some point on a project.
Just getting back to the record a little bit here. Do you think your sound has changed from your previous releases? Any difference in how you've approached maybe the content or stuff on the record?
In some ways, yes. In some ways, no. I think all my music essentially boils down to the same thing, which is kind of just me exploring my journey, exploring, you know, my different ideas and experiences, and that will always be the core of it. And there's certain sensibilities that will always be the same, too. You know, there's always a wide range of content, and there's always a mix of kind of playful and serious content. And you know, those fundamental elements have been there since my first album, and that is essentially, like, my style and my approach. But that being said, there's definitely moments of experimentation on the album. There's, you know, African samples, which I've never done before. There's, it's a full-on rock song. You know, there's a seven-minute, no-chorus, free verse, you know, like... So there's definitely moments of experimentation at the same time.
So what are your plans for 2014? I know you're coming off of tour now. Are you working on anything right now? Do you have plans to start working on some new stuff in the new year?
Yeah, I thought I thought I would be a little bit tired out creatively after making this album and making it another EP this year. But I already have some more ideas, so I'm excited to get back to writing.
If you want to find more information on Shad, get him online. It's shadk.com. Shad, it was great to catch up with you.
Thanks a lot.
Here he is now on the Earshot 20. Stick around, there's more on the way.
Number 4.
Yeah. I forget so often, God. No wonder I feel lost when I forget where I came from or how I got past. Now we ain't young, can't play dumb. The fun and game's done. Man's a strange one. Reverend, what you say? Run, walk this way by the light of the same sun that's in the sky where the rain's from. But the clouds make it hard to see him. He's in my brother. I discovered that it's not so hard to beat him. I just lose him in the PM, thinking if I had to beat him, I could hang with Mona Lisa's like a piece in a museum. Human beings deep inside, we decide if we're free men. Remember to remember. Remember to remember. Just remember to remember. Remember to remember. Ooh. You may have to forgive them forever, every day. They say life can make you bitter or better. I say, hey, sacred or not, it's all that we got. Love is what it is, or maybe not what you thought. Woke up one morning, started talking to Pops. He said, there's lots you learned, but a lot you forgot. More often than not, then you don't gotta be taught. Just remember to remember how you got to the spot. That's hot. I'm happy and healthy and dreaming and dying. I'm loved and lonely and tired and trying. I'm far and fading and failing with flying. Colors fumbling forward, facing the sky. And my aim's to entertain and inspire. Walk through the rain and the fire. Pay bills, keep sane, and retire from the game with a name that's admired. We're seeing the stars and aiming higher. Remember to remember. 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 Yeah. Remember to remember. Yeah. Break it down like this. Now I ain't never really been one for image of trying to fool the public with some stunts and gimmicks. Guys gravitate to blunts and Guinness to get the courage to fight the urge in them not to succumb to timidness in this world that's fully overrun with mimics with a penchant for overexposing guns and women. Few deals, funds is limited, folks front to get in a game that ain't kind. Everyone's a critic, but this ain't a race to win, so run to finish. And as long as I got breath in my lungs to end it, the enemy isn't the flesh and blood. Thugs and cynics, we fight in fear and pride for the love within us. Remember. Remember to 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 remember. Struggle with needs, the rich struggle with greed. This camel struggle to squeeze through the eye of a needle. Some eyes struggle to see, but we all struggle for freedom instead of freeing each other by letting ourselves be. Yeah, and it never ends. We only feel better when we feel like we're better than. Clever men in our violence, silence is when we shoot from the lip to quiet. Then we talk non-violence and stay silent when it suits. Really, it's all violence at the root. The same James Wilkes in the booth. But tyrants aren't tyrants in the group. It's who started the shooting, who knows. We were all just born inside of this truth. Taught to shoot as youth, taught us just humans being human. But the truth is a truth that's bulletproof. Remember to remember.
Earshot 20. Number 3.
Yeah.
It's the Earshot 20.
All right, so what you heard there, number three, that was the last track, one, Yamataka, Sonic Titan.
Good job.
Whew. Before that, number four, Remember to Remember by Shad. That was a dandy. Really enjoyed that song, Remember to Remember. And in at number five, Black Refraction from Tim Hecker.
And a big thanks to Shad for joining us for an interview. And with that, only two more tracks to bring you before this hour is complete. And we've completed another countdown. And so I'm going to turn it over to Wayne, and he's going to let you know what's coming in at number two.
In at number two, Lurking Fear, Dog Day.
Stick around, there's more on the way. It's Earshot 20.
Number two.
Listening to the Earshot 20. Number one.
It's the Earshot 20.
All right, what you heard there was Lurking Fear, Dog Day. And in at number one, again, Arcade Fire. This has been a few weeks now, and you heard Reflector.
Awesome. And that does it for the countdown. I'm Anthony Edmond. That's Wayne Hansen in for Brian Cleveland this week. We're counting down the top 20 albums. It's all done now. And just a little bit about the show, if you're not familiar. We are broadcast and record live out of Local 107.3 FM in St. John, New Brunswick, the campus and community radio station here, on Fridays, 4 to 6 p.m. Atlantic Standard Time. And then we send out for syndication across the nation to many great campus and community radio partners. And we thank you very much for broadcasting this program. You can also find the show a couple of other ways, radio4all.net. You want to download the show, that's radio4all.net. And you can podcast this show on iTunes. Wayne, thanks very much for filling in.
Thank you.
And we'll be back next week with an all-new countdown, so look forward to that. More great programming is on the way on this station, so stay tuned. Earshot 20 is produced out of Local 107.3 FM, St. John, New Brunswick's campus and community radio station. Comments, concerns, feedback, you can send to earshot20@gmail.com. Check us out on Twitter. Our handle is earshot20. Until next time, thanks for listening.